You're listening to SBS News.
The Indonesian Premier League game between two rival football teams took place on Sunday. Persebaya Surabaya beat Arema Malang 3-2, but brawls broke out once the game ended. As supporters flooded onto the field, police fired tear gas, triggering a deadly stampede. Now the top Indonesian league has suspended games for a week. East Java Police Chief Nico Afinta says disappointed supporters rushed onto the field to ask the players why they lost the game.
During that incident, 127 people died. Two of them are police officers. Another 125 are supporters. Among them, 34 people died in the stadium and the rest of them died in hospital during medical treatment.
The death toll has risen since this earlier police press conference, now supposedly at least 129. More than 300 people went to hospital. Mr. Afinta says police officers were harmed and cars were damaged.
The police had already taken preventative action before finally firing the tear gas because the supporters were already attacking the police, acting anarchically and burning vehicles. After police fired the tear gas, they all ran toward the same direction, to exit gate number 10 and 12, causing a massive jam. During the jam, shortness of breath occurred because they were running out of oxygen.
Some of the victims experienced suffocation. Arema Football Club has expressed condolences and apologised to relatives of the victims for the disaster, which occurred at its home stadium. Indonesia is due to host the FIFA Under-20 World Cup in May and June next year. The Football Association of Indonesia has also launched an investigation. Indonesia's President Joko Widodo has also asked for a detailed evaluation of security procedures at football matches.
I send my deepest condolences for the death of 129 people, our brothers and sisters in the football tragedy of Kanjuruhan Stadium, Malang, East Java.
He says he hopes this is the last football tragedy to happen in Indonesia. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.